ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
There are 15 schools and colleges within the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, but one of them stands out for its sheer size. It's the College of Letters and Science, which has more than 95 academic programs in the humanities, natural sciences, and social sciences. It's the campus leader in research funding and expenditures, helping to drive UWM's status as a top-tier research institution. And half of the 27,000 students at UWM are enrolled in the College of Letters and Science. On this edition of UWM Today, we meet the new leader of the college, Scott Gronert. Scott, who took over as dean a few months ago, came here from Virginia Commonwealth University. He's a native Californian whose research and academic work has been in the field of chemistry. And we're so happy that he is not only at UWM and in Milwaukee, but in our studios today. Welcome, Scott. Good to have you with us.
Well, good to see you, Tom, and thanks for having me on the show.
Well, absolutely. And I should tell our listeners, by the way, that radio station WUWM, it is connected to the university, but it is directly connected to the College of Letters and Science. So you're actually the boss of this radio station, in a sense.
In a sense. And it was fun when I was interviewing on campus, and Dave Edwards, the general manager, came up and said, "Do you know you're getting a radio station if you take this job?" That was kind of the coolest thing ever to think about as part of a dean job with College of Letters and Science.
It really is. And again, getting back to the size of the college, I think a lot of people don't realize that you are as big as you are in terms of the type of programs that you offer.
Right. It's a little overwhelming when you look at it. I like to go around saying that we go from physics to philosophy with psychology in the middle, and everything else goes along with that. The great thing about it, though, is that we touch almost every student at UWM. We are the liberal arts center for the university. We're there to help with the critical thinking skills. We're there to help with communication skills. And so we hope that every student that leaves UWM with a degree has the stamp of letters and science on them.
Well, and the fact that you could have a nursing student, you could have an engineering student who have different majors, but that are not located in your college, but they have to take classes in letters and science.
Right. You know, in a modern university, we want to give a real general education to students so they're prepared for the workplace where things change. And within our disciplines, with our social sciences like psychology and sociology, within our humanities, English and philosophy, and then out into the natural science, math and chemistry and physics, we've got all the skill sets there. And every student who leaves the university needs some of those pieces in their degree so that they're ready for the next generation jobs.
I'm curious what attracted you to Milwaukee and more specifically to UW-Milwaukee. You have a great background. You have a tremendous record as a research scientist yourself, and you helped build a big research program at Virginia Commonwealth. What is it about UWM that made you say, "I want to be there"?
You know, I had been thinking about dean jobs for a little bit of time. And when the job came up at UWM, it just really caught my interest. It's the kind of institution I've been in my entire career. I love the access mission that it focuses on the broadest set of students and then bringing them into an institution that focuses on research and does research at the highest levels and mixes together, again, students from every background with scientists and scholars who are working at the highest levels. So on paper, UWM looked really good to me. And I remember as I was contemplating it, I mentioned to my wife, I said, "Milwaukee, okay, Milwaukee." And she said, "Well, you're getting kind of excited about this Milwaukee job." And that was it, because there were so many things. Again, just the research I did before I came to campus. I visited in, I think it was February, my first visit. And so I got a dose of Milwaukee winter. And
little cooler than Virginia, right?
It was a little cooler than Virginia, and they had a lot of the white stuff floating around when I came through. But that visit really solidified my interest in the position because, first, the people I was meeting on campus, the faculty and staff within Letters and Science and the higher administration, the provost and the chancellor, they're just a really good team, and I felt like this was a place where if I joined that team, we could do some pretty exciting things. The other part that surprised me so much is that I'd never been to Milwaukee before, and I guess it's no surprise that every time they took me from the hotel to campus, we went down Lincoln Memorial and saw Lake Michigan. And it actually, I grew up in Southern California and Long Beach, California, which is, well, as you might imagine, has a beach. And it reminded me, driving down there, the long stretch of beach, clearly Lake Michigan rather than an ocean, but it was very attractive. And so the city itself became attracted to the city itself. So I was deeply engaged in the whole process. And arriving on campus and now being here a little while, all my expectations have been met or exceeded.
Yeah, well, as a West Coaster, you grew up, you say, in California, then you lived on the East Coast. Do you think people on either end of the country overlook Milwaukee? Do you think they don't know what's going on here?
I think that's really true. I think I think it's overshadowed in the Midwest, and there's been some challenges in the Midwest in recent years. I really didn't know that much about Milwaukee. I'd been to Chicago several times. I'd visited Madison a couple times for conferences, but I had no concept. I had thought about maybe more of a industrial city, factories, a little tired, a real stereotype for someone who lived in California and Virginia. And in coming here, it's just a great size city, lots to offer in terms of the arts, very easy city to be in. And our family has just settled in nicely, feels really welcomed in the community, enjoying the schools here. So yeah, it's been a good fit.
And you might even see a surfboard or two on the shores of Lake Michigan, depending on how the surf is.
That is true. And in fact, the first time we were out, I guess, in early winter, we saw someone surfing. My wife and I had to go over and say, what are you doing out here in this kind of weather surfing? And so, yeah, it's a hardy crew out here. We're going to have to toughen up a little bit.
Well, let's talk about the research on campus. Again, we're so proud at UWM knowing that once again we are deemed a Research One university, one of only 120 universities in the entire country out of the 4,600 colleges and universities that you could attend. Only 120 are in that upper echelon of top research. And for the second time now, UWM has been awarded that ranking. And a lot of that is because of the research work and the doctoral students in your college, in the College of Letters and Science. Did you see that as you were interviewing? Did you see the quality and the strengths in those first initial visits?
Well, I mentioned that I'd done research on the university before I got here, and that is something that really stood out. And one of the reasons I was very excited about the opportunity. The top-tier research institution, as you said, there's only 120 in the country. There's only two in the state of Wisconsin, Madison and Milwaukee. It is a big deal, and universities work very hard to achieve that. And it's not easy to achieve because it requires scholarship broadly across a university. A unique thing about UWM is just the strength of Letters and Science and how important it was for the university in terms of reaching that goal. We think about research often in terms of the sciences, and the science programs in Letters and Science are outstanding. Our physics program, both in the gravitational waves and in biophysics, is extremely strong. The Drug Institute within chemistry, very strong. So we have those classic strengths in the science research. What was very attractive about the college to me is that those strengths just spread out all the way through humanities and the social sciences. One of the key things in my, I guess, analysis of our reaching the top-tier research institutions is the strength of our graduate program, particularly in the humanities. We have some very strong programs. English is one that stands out, with lots of doctoral degrees coming from those programs. We have excellent scholars in the social sciences, a really strong psychology program. out into the neurosciences. And I've named a number of programs. I hate to do that because I always forget to name some program when I do that. But the point is that it's an extremely balanced college with great things happening in each of our, the way we slotted out divisions.
Yeah, and the faculty themselves, you see, I like to describe people at UWM as being tenacious, hardworking and tenacious. Did that also come clear to you when you were interviewing and auditioning for the job?
Yes, it did. And one of the things I appreciated about the whole interview process at UWM was very open. There were number of opportunities to interact with faculty in open environments like forums. One of the things that is true when I meet with faculty, I'm spending a lot of time meeting with faculty groups because, as you said, letters in science is very large, and so it takes a little while to meet everyone. You're right. They're tenacious. There's been some challenging times with budgets at the university. The university has gotten smaller in terms of enrollments, and those have offered challenges. So the faculty have weathered that, and those faculty, that shows well their dedication. And if you sit down with faculty and talk to them about why they're excited about being at UWM, it's students. And that's going back to one of the reasons why I was so excited about coming to UWM is that it's an institution that really transforms the lives of students. Students are coming in, first generation, all kinds of different backgrounds. Our faculty have the opportunity to connect with those students and really open opportunities to them they never really maybe even imagined they could have. And so when you're in a job where that can be so transformational to your clients, in this case the students, I think, you know, that's what drives the faculty. And because those are sometimes challenging students to work with and trying to bring them along, you need to be a little tenacious too.
So is that commitment to students, is that extraordinary? Do you find that at all campuses or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. And it has to do, again, with our mission. We're a urban institution, which means that we are tightly linked to our community and our community is linked to us. And those kinds of institutions really draw faculty who want to work in that space. That space where they're tied to the community. The students are closely tied to them. At institutions that are highly selective, very elite, the students there are on a trajectory to success. And in some ways, the faculty can almost step back and just let them go on their pathway. Those students have probably been trained since early on, very often, what is the pathway to college? How do you succeed in college? And are thinking even beyond college. At institutions like UWM, where we are really trying to bring in students from all backgrounds, we have terrific students who have preparation like I just described. We also have students that don't have that preparation. It gives our faculty the opportunity to work with that group, help mold the students who need a little extra help. So it is, I think, a unique aspect of UWM. Looking back on my career, I've been at three universities. All three of those universities basically had that same mission. And so that's, again, one of the reasons why I was so excited about this job, is it was moving into a school or a university that aligned with my values.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio is Scott Gronert. Scott is the new dean of the College of Letters and Science at UW-Milwaukee. The college makes up for about, or accounts for about half of the 27,000 students at the university, with the other students sprinkled in among the 14 other colleges and schools that you find at the university. Scott, you talked about the fact that there are a lot of first-generation students at UW-Milwaukee. It is a public urban access institution. Your own background is similar. You're a first-generation college student.
I always say I'm sort of a pseudo-first-generation in that when my mother was in her 40s is when she began college, so when I was probably about the age of my own children. I have 12-year-old twins. And about that same time, my father started doing night school in a community college. My mother also started a community college. So we were all in college at the same time. My mother graduated with a bachelor's degree in speech and communication, I think about 2 or 3 years before I did, same institution I graduated from. And then my father and I graduated the same year, I think on back-to-back days, he with an associate's degree that he'd gotten over about 10 years of night school to get that done, and I had a bachelor's in chemistry. So it was a lot of graduations in a short period of time.
What was that like with mom, dad, and son in college at the same time?
It was really interesting. Not many people go to college with their mother and come home and sometimes work on homework with their dad. Kind of the reverse, though. I was helping my father a little bit with his English homework at points. And so it was an interesting time. And so my family had a really, or has, a real deep commitment to education, but circumstance for both my father and mother delayed that. And I was, you know, particularly impressed by my father because he put in full work days and then a couple nights a week did 3-hour classes. And it took a long time, but he was able to get that degree. And for him, it wasn't so much advancing his career as that he just really wanted to have an academic degree.
That's so cool. Such a great, great story. A family affair. Scott, I mentioned at the beginning of the program that your academic specialty is in chemistry. And you've done tremendous work as a research scientist in that area. But now you're dean of a college that not only oversees the chemistry department, but also English, the humanities, the social sciences. How does a chemist work to be successful leading a group of people working in disciplines, in some respects, so different from those hard sciences?
It's, I think the key thing is that the elements that will help all of those units succeed are similar in respect that a commitment to the students that they're teaching, a commitment to the scholarship that they're doing. How they do those things are different. And I think the best approach, the approach I've used, is that you just have to talk to people and they have to educate you about their discipline, how they do things, what is quality scholarship, what are the best practices in teaching their students. And so prior to coming to UWM, I was in an associate dean role that went across the same set of disciplines. And that was one of the first things I learned, and one of the things I did is you just have to meet with the faculty and department chairs who are outside your wheelhouse. And it's a university. They're in the role now of teaching you how they do things and learning their cultures and, you know, learning their measures of success. And so that's what I tried to bring here also, is that I'm investing time going to each of the departments, meeting with the faculty, having them help me learn a little bit about what they're doing, and make them realize that I'm here to help them, but they have to help me so I really understand what they're doing.
Today, there are some people who question whether or not some of the humanities are necessary. In fact, you see some colleges and universities cutting back in the investment that they're making, for example, in the humanities, history. Mm-hmm. You know, is that really going to help get you a job is the line that you sometimes hear from people. How do you respond to people who say, you know, it's nice to know a language, but if it's not going to add to your annual income, forget about it?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's real critical to think through is that it's a university. And the idea that we're trying to do is train people or bring people to a place where they can succeed throughout their entire life. And my background as a chemist, I worked a lot with employers who would employ chemists. And when I talked to them, I asked, well, what do you need? What they would say is, first thing, critical thinking skills, then communication, and then third or fourth on the list was technical skills in the field. Because we can teach technical skills. Critical thinking is really hard to teach. Communication skills. That's one of the main areas where the humanities, they really thrive. And philosophy, that's what we're, those are the concepts we're teaching. The other part of this is if you really think about some of the great jobs in this world, whether they be in law or medicine or politics, public service. All of those jobs, many of the people who have them, their degrees are from the liberal arts or the humanities or social sciences, because a lot of the skills you need to succeed in those fields are found in those disciplines. In a way, it's a little short-sighted, because we talked in the modern economy that people have multiple jobs, and they'll constantly be retraining for jobs. Well, it puts an even greater onus on universities to train the students most broadly with these really general skills, like critical thinking that you can find in the humanities and social sciences, as well as the natural sciences, so that they can take those and have the ability to transfer those skills into multiple jobs throughout their career. Training someone to do one thing with technical skills for it trains them for one job, not for the next job. And so I can tell you that we are committed in the college across all of our disciplines, and the strengths of each are reflected in the way we invest in them.
You talked earlier about the challenges that colleges and universities have. Demographics are changing. There are some people have likened it to running out of teenagers. We don't have as many students in that pipeline in K through 12 as we might have 10 or 15 years ago. And that's put pressure on universities like UWM and specifically on your college, since you have so many of the students in your programs. What do you see lying ahead in terms of how UWM and other public universities will be able to deal with this economic change that is underfoot, economic and demographic change that is underfoot?
Well, one of the things I think we have to do is, under those pressures, efficiency in doing things always by best practices. We have to look and make sure that we're doing things in ways that we use our dollars well. I think in terms of running out of students, I'm not worried about us running out of students. The thing I think is an area where we can really move things forward is making sure that as many students as possible, we can get them into the university and also have them graduate from the university. One of the areas where we're focusing a lot on in the College of Letters and Sciences is that we invest a lot of time and effort recruiting students into the university. Not all of those students end up graduating from the university. And so we really want to understand why some of those students aren't graduating, how we can get more of those students to graduate. UWM has this incredibly diverse group of students coming in. As you mentioned, a lot of first-generation students, a lot of students from underrepresented groups. How can we take that group that comes in the door and help make sure as many as possible go out the door on graduation day shaking the chancellor's hand rather than leaving the university early? So I think, you know, one of the, in the looking forward is, although we may see fewer students coming in, there's a lot of good work we can do in making sure that more of them graduate.
How about technology? How do you envision that shaping the future of higher education?
Well, technology is already just intertwined in everything we do. You may be surprised that even though we are a residential campus, that we have a big online presence. That online presence can be in programs, let's say an online master's degree program that students from all over Wisconsin or outside Wisconsin can take advantage of. The part you may not be so aware of is that a lot of our students who are on campus take advantage of online courses. Our students often work, and there may not be a time period in the day that matches their schedule where they could take a class, but if they could take it online, that opens the opportunity and keeps them on track so they can graduate on time. Along with that, we have all kinds of other technologies that are assisting in the classroom and also assisting us as administrators to try to better understand our students' path through the university. And one that I'm very excited about is helping us identify where students may be struggling early so that we can put in some interventions to try to help them get over whatever hump it is and keep them on their path to graduation. So if you go around the campus in the here and there, you'll find technology everywhere in what we do.
About 25-27% of Wisconsin adults have a college degree. What is more surprising to me is about another 25% started college and never finished. What can UWM, and more specifically, College of Letters and Science, do to help that quarter of the population that may be very close to that degree, but they never finished?
Well, we are, for one, just speaking to that directly, we are very open to working with students who want to come back in the university and find ways to a degree. Our advising team within the College of Letters and Sciences is always there. And we do, in fact, when students leave the university without a degree, we will reach out to them and ask that question, essentially, is what stopped you and is there anything that we can do to try to help get you back in school and to a degree? We're also, one of the things coming in is we're looking at essentially everything that happens to a student in their pathway through the university. One of the first things I did when I came to UWM was go on one of the visiting student tours. I wanted to see what we told the students when they came on campus and tried to decide whether to come to UWM or not. And I've tried to kind of walk through every step with students and ask, is there any hurdles here that we're putting in that are unnecessary, that don't tie to a learning objective or just some sort of bureaucratic process that may knock them off the path? Are our requirements always really designed to try to get them a learning skill, or are they, again, maybe just a bureaucratic hoop? And so we're looking very hard at how we can make the smoothest, most direct pathway to degrees. I think, you know, given the cost of the university education today, it's just so critical that when students invest to come to the university, we have to find is a best way possible for them to leave with the degree, because that's what they're really paying for.
And that's the end of the line, to make sure that they walk out with what they hope to get the day they walked in the door.
Right, because we talk about how a college degree is so valuable to those students in their careers they go forward. Having 4 years or 5 years at a university and paying the cost of that but not getting the degree, then the economics flip around. The students have put themselves at a disadvantage in their life path by going to the university. We just want to avoid that.
Well, Scott, best of luck as you really gear up now. You've been here for a few months, 4 or 5 months, and now you are really on a roll. Best of luck as you lead UWM's largest college, the College of Letters and Science.
Well, thanks, Tom. I really enjoyed having a chance to be on your show.
Scott Gronert, the new dean of the College of Letters and Science, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.